This is a special edition of Trot Radio, the Hall of Fame series. I'm Norm Borg, and our next inductee set unparalleled standards in harness racing and horse racing in general. Bursting onto the scene in 1979, he was ahead of his time. Even the name had an outer-worldly sound.
It's Niatros, we're at the lead. It's Niatros!
Niatros continues to hang on gamely by two and a half. It's Niatros in front to the wire.
Niatros has got five. He's got eight. He's got 10. It's Niatros by himself. He's got to beat 150, 2-4. He's really steamrolling. Niatros, let's see it. 52-1. Unbelievable, Niatros.
Niatros. The son of Albatross was, and still is, according to Hall of Fame analyst Bob Hayden, a world apart.
Niatros was, when he was racing, and still remains, which is very hard to do. Kind of like the gold standard. You know, remember, undefeated at two, horse of the year at two, hadn't happened since Brett Hanover, hasn't happened since. That was 1979, and it comes back next year and wins all but two races, lowers the mark from 52 from steady start to 149-1, which nobody in the world thought was going to happen. And just, won $2 million. He won the first million-dollar race.
As is the case with most great champions, their excellence makes their failures, however infrequent, significant. It's how they bounce back from those failures that mark them as a champion.
When he falls over the rail at Saratoga, no one's ever really going to know why. I remember Billy Houghton went first over in the race at Trenton time, and he saw that Clint was getting after Niatros, and he wasn't right.
Home, and it's Trenton time on top. Niatros is second all the time. All the way is coming on. Niatros over the fence. Niatros over the fence.
To me, something like that can be as simple as something like Secretariat losing the Wood Memorial in 73 before winning the Triple Crown. You find out 3 days later he's got a huge abscess in his tooth. And, you know, and stuff like this, I mean, you know, not every day is going to be perfect for a racehorse, very likely. And, you know, and when you set the standard as high as these kind of horses do, you're much more likely to remember a race they lost, like somebody somewhere, than all the races they won, because it's so rare. It's such an unusual occurrence. And Niatros is 37 for 39 lifetime. But if you mention his two losses, especially the Saratoga race, is probably the most memorable race he's ever been in, in people's minds even today.
To further cement himself as an immortal, one has to look at what Niatros did to boost the profile of harness racing. Like everything else, the big horse did it in a big way.
If you look back at a horse like Niatros, I mean, when he was foaled, Albatross's stud fee was $5,000. When he was winning, Albatross's stud fee was $75,000. And when the 1980 pace went for $1 million, the Wilson went for $2 million 3 weeks later. The same year that those races went for $1 million and $2 million, the Kentucky Derby was sold for $265,000.
Of a mile to go. Clint Galbraith looks over his shoulder. It's Niatros, we're at the lead. Storm Damage on the outside. Tyler B. third. It's Niatros.
With a strong surge, Niatros has gone to the top. That's Niatros by a length and a half. Storm Damage is in second and coming to him. Joe O'Brien on the outside is urging Storm Damage to come after the great one. Niatros in command by 2.5. Storm Damage hasn't given it up, but it's going to be Niatros.
Niatros is a turn home. He's got it by three. Niatros in front, and Storm Damage is going to try and chase him down. Followed by Tyler B. on the outside, Secret Service. Tyler B. and Storm Damage, and they're following Niatros, and nobody's going to catch him. It's Niatros by four, and he's going away.
For Trot Radio's Hall of Fame series, I'm Norm Borg.